His mouth opened. Chet, he finally uttered. Chet was Cindy's old boss at Imagemaker Studios, the man in her life before Jack had come along.
The trip is purely professional.
Why are you doing it this way? He asked, ignoring her explanation. Why don't you just make the clean break?
I'm not leaving you. I mean, God, Jack, can't we ever just have a normal conversation? A discussion? Be honest with me about your own feelings?
I've never lied to you about my feelings.
But you never tell me anything either. Sometimes I think it's me. I don't know. Gina thinks it's just the way you are because of the way you and your father...
What the hell does Gina know about my father?
Don't talk to me that way, she said, her voice cracking. Or I'm leaving right now.
You're leaving anyway, he said. I can see that. You're going to Italy with a boss you used to sleep with. You're out with Gina till 3 in the morning, prowling nightclubs.
That's not what we would...
Oh, bullshit. I've had more meaningful conversations with toll booth attendants than Gina's had with half the men she slept with.
Stop it, Jack.
He charged toward the bedroom door. You want to go? He asked sharply, flinging the door open. Go! She looked up, tears welling in her eyes. Go on, he ordered. Get out of here! He moved his head from side to side, looking frantically about the room. He darted toward the bureau and snatched the snapshot Cindy tucked into the wood frame around the mirror.
Jack!
There, he said as he ripped one into pieces.
Don't be like this!
You're leaving, he said.
5 seconds.
He ripped another one in half. Too slow.
She jumped up and dashed for the walk-in closet. He jumped in front.